Turning to sports now on KNKX, the Seahawks are coming off their best win of the season last week, beating the Carolina Panthers 30-27 in the final seconds of the game. With a record of 6-5, the Seahawks are still in the wild card playoff hunt. On Sunday, they host the San Francisco 49ers, with fans seeing the return of former Seahawks star Richard Sherman. It's the topic of this week's conversation with KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, this is Richard Sherman's first game as a 49er against the Seahawks. There's a lot of significance here based on what he did in Seattle.
I think most fans, most of the time, have great admiration for what Richard Sherman did to be a part of tremendous success here in Seattle, and I think there's a lot of respect for that. He went out awkwardly, and I have to say that I know fans like Hollywood endings, but it just doesn't happen in pro sports. You know, it's a business. I think Richard is almost unique in the fact that he talked his way out of town because of his relationship with Seahawks coach Pete Carroll and management and the nature and circumstances of his departure. To revisit that a bit, Richard was injured last year, tore his Achilles tendon, and had surgery to fix it. So he never got a contract extension, which is what he was seeking. And as a result, the Seahawks said, you know what, we can't get any trade value for an injured player, we're just going to cut you. That was pretty cold, and I understand Richard being upset, given all his contributions he's made to the Seahawks, to suddenly be told, see ya, we can't afford you, and we don't need you. That's tough. So I understand his anger, but I also understand where the Seahawks are coming from.
What is the state of the relationship between Pete Carroll and Richard Sherman?
Well, I think Pete Carroll this week went way out of his way to say nice things about Richard. He doesn't want to feed the fire in Richard right now. I think, though, it was awkward and painful for both sides because I do believe that Carroll is sincere when he respects Richard as an athlete and as a person. And I also think that Richard understands how important Carroll was to his development as not only a player, but allowing him to have a platform where he was a spokesman for many controversial issues. So right now, this is the point of maximum awkwardness between the two of them because this is the first game back. And I really do think that Carroll is apprehensive about it simply because Richard is going to be so outspoken about this. And Richard said it in an off-season interview that he thought the Seahawks had lost their way because they missed the playoffs last year and they were making decisions that weren't working. Well, guess what? Pete Carroll made a whole bunch of decisions and it is working because they're playing, I think, better than any of us expected at this point.
Well, let's talk about the circumstances surrounding Sherman's return to Seattle.
Well, the 49ers are 2-9 and he's had a couple of minor injuries that have compromised his play. He's not playing, I think, as well as he was when he was at his Seahawks peak. And so I think the Seahawks may try to avoid him. But on the other hand, I know Doug Baldwin, for example, who is his close friend and treats Richard like a brother, is going to want to beat him like a brother does. And I think that's going to be a real interesting thing to watch. And I think the Seahawks are apprehensive about going at Richard because about the last thing that Pete Carroll wants to see is a pick six by Richard. For the game-winning touchdown.
Oh boy.
You know, I know. You didn't want me to say
you
that.
You said it,
I know.
So
okay.
It's on you now, man.
I've got the broad shoulders. I'll take the jinx threat here. But I do think that it is going to be a moment of high drama Sunday simply because Richard is such a powerful character in the Seahawks narrative. And coming back here is going to be both, I think, delightful and awkward for all principals concerned.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.